South Dakota Secretary of Agriculture and Natural Resources, Hunter Roberts, loves to advocate for South Dakota producers, sharing their story with consumers, policymakers, and industry. He tells his audience every year is different in agriculture, with moisture driving the system, from flooding to droughts in 2024. Despite this variability, Roberts reports crop yields were quite strong, although grain prices are less than stellar.
Beef prices are up, so that's a good story to tell. Certainly, our beef producers are doing well, and I think, it's kind of their turn to have a good run here.
While productivity is key to long-term sustainability of the family farm and ranch, policy can also be a factor. Roberts sees changes in Washington in the year ahead and is hopeful for legislative progress.
Obviously, federally, there's some big missing pieces out there that need to get done in this new administration. Farm Bill 1, and that's the biggest driver in our ag universe in South Dakota as far as government programs, is the Farm Bill. It sets that policy for the next 5 years.
He states South Dakota's congressional delegation in D.C. is having an impact and believes agricultural producers will see some action in 2025. As we head into the Christmas season and begin to wind down the year, Roberts is thankful for South Dakota's farmers and ranchers and their efforts to feed a hungry world while stewarding the land.
Thank them for all they do for our communities, our state, and our nation. They all should be proud of the work they do and the work we do together to accomplish great things for our country. And I'd just like to wish them a very Merry Christmas and look forward to what 2025 brings for all of us.
For the South Dakota Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources, I'm Pam Geppert reporting.